Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from the book from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 16. I, God, will lead the blind by a road they do not know. By paths they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. There's a tendency, I think, when we read books of the Bible like Isaiah, to assume that because it's a specific book written to a specific group of people during a specific time, that it might not have that much to say to us. Because really, we are not in exile. We're not in Israel. Our city has not been captured. We have not been sent away. So this is not the same. And yet, within our own lives, we have times that can feel really dark and scary, where we don't know where we're going or what is happening next. Even though we are not exiled Israelites, the feelings that they have are kind of universal. And so are the promises of God. So no matter how foreign the situation of the Israelites might seem to be to us here and now, there are promises within this book that mean something when we struggle, and there are things revealed about God through it that we still need to know. This is the fun part about doing theology together, Uplifters. We get to figure out where the promises of God are within each text that we hear. So in this verse from Isaiah 42, we have the Israelites in the middle of their exile. It is just in the worst time. They are struggling. They are away from everything they know and everyone they love, and it is hard. And Isaiah comes in and reminds them of the words of God, that even when it seems the darkest and the worst, they don't have to find their way by themselves. God says, I will lead the blind by a road they do not know. This idea that we can't see what's coming next, even though we want to, this road we're on feels dark and unfamiliar. God is still there leading the way. And that word leading you sort of brings up images of God taking us by the hand and bringing us step by step through the darkest times. And God says, I will turn the darkness into light. I will make the rough places into level ground. When we're being led, that same image of God taking us by the hand, that means God is ahead of us, in front of us, on the road. Even if it's just one step in front of where we are. God isn't just up ahead trying to drag us through it, but instead making it less hard to walk through this stuff in the first place. Shining a light in the dark, so we can see what's ahead a little clearer, working to make the path smoother so we don't trip and fall down. God isn't just leading, but working to make the journey less difficult. Now, does that mean the journey is easy? No, not at all, but we don't have to do it alone. God being with us isn't a magical cure for whatever crap is going on in our lives, but God promises to be right there with us in it, just a tiny step ahead, lighting the ground right in front of our feet, smoothing it out, so that each step we take in faith is clear and not lonely. Then there's this last big promise of the verse. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them, God says. And it's easy to breeze right on by this one because forsake is a weird word. It's not often applied to things over people either. So God is telling Isaiah that there are things that are going to be done that God has already said earlier, and that God won't forget to do them. See, I forget to do things all the time, not because I'm a jerk or a mean person, but because I'm human and there are a lot of things in a day that I'm asked to remember. That's why I write things down on to-do lists and sticky notes, because I forget. But this isn't how it works with God. No, God says, these are the things I will do. I will light the path. I will make it smooth. I will lead you through it. And God says, and I will not leave those things undone. See, when things are hard, uplifters, and they are, things seem so hard lately. God is there. One half step in front of us, working to make it a little less hard with you, holding your hand right in it with you. And promising that you will not be forgotten. That God will not forget you in the midst of all the stuff that's happening. And that, uplifters, that is some good news.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.